Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Hello, Caviar Dreamers.
I'm Margaret Josephs.
And I'm Lexi Buputo.
And every week we are bringing you entrepreneur real stories from leaders, disruptors, change makers, and risk takers.
We may not be serious, but we seriously mean business.
Well, Caviar Dreamers, we have someone here who I'm like obsessed with, Jessica Rich, shoe designer extraordinaire, entrepreneurial boss babe. Lex, how happy are we?
So happy.
Thank
you know, we
you.
Are big, big lovers of your shoes.
Oh my gosh.
Yes, exactly. We
thank
wear them.
So
and you
much.
Were the first one to really come out with the clear shoes.
I was.
With the clear. And we're going to get into that. Mm-hmm. It's just so nice to be with someone who was an innovator in her industry, because it was hard to come out with someone in the shoe industry who came out with a new idea and something amazing that has taken off. So great.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And also the shoe industry is notoriously hard to break.
Like, it is.
That's an industry that is difficult to get into.
It is. Oh my gosh.
How did you decide that that was going to be where you wanted to go?
You know, it was such a random, like someone suggested me doing it because I was in clothing first. So I started with jewelry and then that didn't really work out. That went great. It was like, I did some sales, but it wasn't like enough to pay my bills with, you know? So then I innovated into clothing, online store, boutique. I bought stuff from downtown in LA. And that was initially the .com, like JessicaRichCollection.com, just selling, buy and sell stuff, like cute stuff. And then I think when Fashion Nova came out, it really tarnished my sales because things were like super cheap and I couldn't keep up with those prices. And then my friend of mine was like, Jess, you should do shoes. I'm like, I can't do that. There's no way. Like, there's nothing I can even think of that I would even be like cool enough for girls like, oh, I need that. So I sat on the idea for like 6 months. And then that's when I came with the fancy stiletto. That was like my vision. I'm like, you know what? I think if I do a clear pump, I Googled it, it didn't exist. And I just went, I was like, oh my God, this is the design. And it just went viral. It was insane.
I know, because I bought that clear pump right away. I was obsessed with it. Yep. But also what really made it go viral was J-Lo wore it in 2017.
Yes, she killed it. And she had the shoe for literally like 6 months to the point where I was like, oh, she's not going to wear it now. It's old. But her manager had it for like 6 months. He's like, Jess, she'll take the 39. She loves it. Let's send it to me. And then I'm like, okay, praying. And then I woke up one day and my phone was like, and I'm like, oh my God, this is crazy. I'm like, wait, where's the shoe? And I'm like, wait, that's exactly why I designed it to look like it's flawless. Like you couldn't even tell she had it on, you know? It was amazing.
So did that ignite the business?
It was definitely the first celebrity that really endorsed my brand was J-Lo, 1,000%. That moment was like Vogue. I got written up in so many different articles. And after that, it was like a ripple effect for sure.
Now, how did you get it to J-Lo? Because obviously if you're like a, you know, smaller brand and this is a launch, like that's very difficult for people to get it into the right hands.
I knew her manager, Benny Medina, and I met him working at Cerconi's, which is a restaurant in West Hollywood. And it's such a popular place. And he came in one day and I asked for his number. He's like, oh, stay in touch if you ever need anything. And it'd been a year since I'd like seen him or talked to him. And I just like say, hey, how are you? I launched a shoe brand. Love to send J-Lo some stuff. Like, take a look. He's like, yeah, she loved this. This shoe. That's the only one I had was the one shoe. I had one design. So I sent it and then I just kind of waited and waited and then waited and waited. And then bam, perfect timing.
I mean,
Yeah.
I love that so much.
I mean, that's such an amazing story. So you've branched out into so many other designs, but you've stayed true to your the clear shoe because I love it. I also have it in the open
you.
Toe, which I'm wearing right now.
Thank
which
you so
which
much.
I will show.
We're wearing twins.
Yeah, we're wearing twins. You're wearing the green. And this has taken off. Tell us, like, how did you learn? Did you learn on the fly? Because there's so many people who want to be designers mm-hmm. who are afraid to do it.
On the fly was definitely what it was. It transitioned from clear shoes, me becoming the clear shoe girl, because for a year straight, that's all I did. And that's the only thing I was confident of doing. And I'm like, you know what? I'm so tired of bringing 10 pairs of shoes to, like, every trip I go to. Like, this color. I said, I just want everything clear. That's going to be the most easiest thing to do. And that's kind of why I started just finding silhouettes that I personally loved and making them clear because they didn't exist in clear. And that's kind of what happened. Yeah.
It truly is genius because mm-hmm. this shoe goes with everything I own, right?
Well, even the wraps, like we were just in Portugal and I only took these because
oh my
it
gosh.
Didn't matter what I was wearing for all of the four nights.
Yeah.
These were going to be perfect.
Yay.
You know,
oh
it's
gosh.
That shoe that elevates you, but also disappears and just makes you feel sexy and powerful.
Yes, that's exactly what I wanted to make you feel like.
Yeah.
That exact, what she said, exactly how I designed, for
and,
sure.
And goes with literally goes with every everything. Outfit.
Yeah.
You also got an amazing award with only mm-hmm. three people have gotten this award. Christian Louboutin, mm-hmm. Amina mm-hmm. Mwadi, mm-hmm. and Jessica Rich. You.
Insane. It was insane. I think I'm still living off that high, honestly.
What? Tell us what the award was.
Emerging Designer of the Year. So
I mean, that's a big deal.
It was, I'm like, wow. It's. I was in that room. So the awards happened. First they called me and said I won the award. And I was like, wait, what? And then, like, they're just kidding. I know they're pretty serious, obviously. They're not going to lie to me. But I was like, wow. It just took, I was crying in my car. I was literally on the way to my office. And I was bawling hysterically. And at that moment, I'm like, God, I made it. Because at some point, you doubt yourself. It doesn't matter how many celebs I've had in my stuff. You still, every day, as you said, it's a very competitive business. There's mm-hmm. you know, higher price points, like the bigger names that have been around for, like, ever and ever and ever that you're still trying to, like, compete with only because they are the first people who want people, oh my God, I want Balenciaga, I want this, because they've been around forever. But getting to a point where you're now acknowledged with people like that is like really what the goal is. So that's what was just like, wow, I really did make it now. I have more work to do, but I've finally arrived, you know?
What I love though as well is shoes have now become like ridiculously unaffordable.
Yes.
Like it's not fun
yeah.
to walk through like a Neiman's or a Saks and look at the prices of shoes now.
Mm-hmm.
But your shoes have remained attainable.
Mm-hmm.
And I love that because it's a luxury feel. And I just think like that's something so to be proud of as well, because it makes every girl feel great.
Yeah, I wanted to create, you know, it's so funny because I'm doing a collaboration with Steve Madden right now. And he asked me when I first met him, he's like, Jess, what made you go above the price, like over 200? Like what, like how did you do that? And I'm like, well, I basically knew there was a niche for that market. Yes, we have other brands that are there, but they're not luxe. Like there's not girls like, oh my God, I need this, you know, this cheap shoe.
Yes.
It's not cool, you know? So I wanted to create the It Girl brand that's cool and you feel confident wearing it and you feel like it's luxury. So that's what I wanted to do.
No, and I think you've totally nailed that because I was like, when have shoes become the price of somebody's rent?
Yeah.
Right? In certain places, it's the price of somebody's rent and it's ridiculous.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, this is nuts. But these shoes look that way.
Exactly.
And they're beautiful.
Thank you so much.
No, which is so important.
Thanks.
So I just want to dial back a little, mm-hmm. you know, a few years because it was funny when I was doing my research on you because I love you. And I was like, wow. Jessica was on a reality show too.
Yes.
And she was on one that I watched when my son was little. It was because that was the first reality shows and it was Chance of Love.
Yes. Chance of Love. That was like the best decision of my life. And what's crazy is I lived in New York at the time when I got casted for it. And I go into the studio, I'm almost like this. There's like 15 million, like I'm talking like the wrapped around the building, girls trying to apply for the show. And for me, I wanted to do it because I was actually single at the time. Just moved to New York. I was like, oh, maybe you never know. Yeah, I can get some fame and love. This is great.
Yes.
And I did my interview and they called me a month later and they're like, you're the only one we picked from New York. I'm like, get out of here. Yeah, right. Guys are lying. There's so many hotter girls there. Like, what do you mean? They're like, but your personality and like, yeah, of course you're gorgeous. Yeah, but your personality, you're very real. You didn't lie about anything. Like a lot of girls wanted to hold in who they were. And you can't do that on television. You have to expose everything.
We know. I know.
Yeah. Yes. You guys know.
Yes. Yes.
You can't hold back, you know, and that's how I am naturally. So I'm like, yeah, you want to know this? I'll tell you that. I didn't care. I'm a blabbermouth, you know? So that was really cool. And I moved to LA for 2 months to film the show. And it was so much drama going on. Oh, my God. And I could not take it because I'm not someone who's drama, you know? So the fact that I wasn't fighting with girls, they hated that about me. Like, oh, you guys, like, you're not fighting. I'm like, well, what am I going to fight about? Like, talk to my lawyer. Like, you know, I'm just like,
yes,
I'm
exactly.
Not fight, you know, like, let's just resolve it and go away. It's like, it wasn't like Drake there I was fighting over. So, I mean, if it was Drake, it'd be a different story. But yeah, it wasn't that serious. But I just wanted to use that for like 15 minutes of fame to get something out of life. And here we are, you know, and it took me to rooms that I would never have been in had I not done that show.
No, that was obviously that was very smart. Yeah. You were young and that was genius.
Thank you.
Also, You do come from some royalty, right? I mean, I just say it's like your aunt is Patti LaBelle.
Uh-huh, great aunt. Yep. My dad was her tour manager for like 20 years. And, you know, growing up around her and like just her being like who she was, it's like I always wanted a piece of that like limelight, you know, but I didn't know how to get it. I was like, I can't sing. I can't dance. I can dance, but I can't sing. But I knew I wanted to be famous at being Jessica Rich. I didn't know what that was until like I got into the fashion industry.
I mean, the name just sounds famous anyway.
Thank you, Jessica Rich, right? It's crazy. It's not even my legal last name. No, people always ask me all the time. But, you know, it's an alias that this modeling agent gave me back when I was living in Michigan. I'm from Michigan. And he's like, Jessica, you need an alias if you want to be a model. And I'm like, what does an alias mean? And he's like, it's a different name. I'm like, okay, I want Jessica Banks. And he's like, well, you can't have that because Tyra Banks has that. I'm like, okay, fine. He's like, fine. And then he's like, what about Rich? And I'm like, I'll take it for now because there's something else better. But then more and more I played on it, I'm like, I don't want people thinking I'm stuck up. I'm not rich. I don't come from money or anything, but I'm so happy I kept it because no one had it. I Googled it. No one had it. So that's number one check. No one on IMDb had it. So I was like, okay, I'll just run with it. And then I fell into my personality. I fell into my life, my brand, and just I'm so happy. And I want to call the guy and tell him thank you. But I don't think you think he's alive anymore. This is back in like 2005.
No, yeah. It's genius. It's a great name, Jessica Rich.
Thank you.
Absolutely love it.
Thank you.
So now that you have, how many collections do you drop a year in the shoes?
Oh my gosh.
Because you have a lot online now.
I have so many shoes now to the point where it's like, I haven't worn all my shoes. It's crazy. We basically started designing a little bit faster because I'm now in retail stores. So every 3 months, we have to design 12 pieces to show them for new buys. So that's kind of where the new shoes have really been pushing out to retail stores. But normally four collections a year at this point.
I know. That's
insane.
So when was the time that you made the leap from online to retail into retail channels?
So we're online from 2018 through 2020, online DC only. And then we got a call from Nordstrom's in 2020, like November 2020. Do you wholesale? And I said, yes, I do. Oh my God, this is like a dream come true. We started in 5 stores. We expanded to 20 doors. We sold out in the first 3 months of being in stores. And yeah, now we're in Bloomingdale's. We're launching in Kith in 2 months, which no one knows.
Yeah, great.
Insane. I'm so excited about this. Thanks so much. But I'm just trying to be everywhere I can possibly be. You know, you live life, it's short. And I definitely want to set the example for other girls that want to start brands. It is a lot of work. It will take time, but if you never give up, anything is obtainable for sure.
No, absolutely. Yeah, it is. So now, what's the collab you're going to be doing with Steve Madden?
Steve Madden. Oh my gosh. So it's Jessica or Steve Madden, and I'm designing about 14, 15 shoes. We're probably going to put 12 out, but they come out in August, September for fall, and we're doing a holiday collection as well. So that'll be in Macy's as well as different retail stores and his.com and possible stores as well.
Nice. And that's like a more affordable
line.
Yes,
under 200. Yeah.
Under 200.
Under $200 because that's where he's at. Soft spot. So he's just like, Jess, let's put the Jessica Rich touch on Steve Madden and make it big. And I'm like, let's do it.
That's so good. That's so great. Now you just moved back to New York.
Yes, I'm here 50-50, like LA 50-50. Everyone's like, why'd you leave LA? I'm like, I'm not leaving LA. I just feel like right now in my life, I'm at a point where I've been working so much. I need to take a step back for myself and just really look at my business and my life from a different perspective. Mm-hmm. Because being in LA, you just can't. You just constantly every day. You know what I mean? Like, I forget sometimes even like the simplest things that I just forget. You know what I mean? Like I'm overcomplicating my designs, my process. It's like, Jessica, where did you start? You started here. Like, just go back to the simple things in life. Like, LA is you're out every night, you're partying, like you're just, it's a lot. Because you have to stay up with the Joneses, if they say that. Like you have to stay
Believe me, we understand. Yeah,
it's so true. And going back to like you originals, we launched a brand recently and I was struggling so much with the design and I overcomplicated it so much. One sample, I was like, oh, and I called a creative director we worked with forever. And I was like, he said, go back to your roots, girl.
Yeah.
Like, get it together. Like, look at where you were before. And we pulled it back. And it's always in the simplicity.
Yeah.
So you grew up in Michigan.
Yes.
And then was New York like your first stop?
Yeah.
Kind of like out of home?
Yeah. So mom, oh my God, you guys are gonna laugh at me. So I wanted to be a music video girl. It's so funny. I used to watch music videos like, mom, how do I get on BET? Like, she's like, Jessica, that's all you want. I'm like, mom, I want to be famous. I want to be on BET. So I was watching those music videos and I met this girl who was doing this like Hawaiian Tropic bathing suit contest in Michigan. And she's like, Jessica, I have an agent in New York and she does music videos. I'm like, no way. I'm like, please connect me with her. So she connected me with her and she's like, Jessica, I think you're beautiful, but you have to be in New York in order for us to cast you. And I'm like, okay. So I told my mom I'm moving to New York to be a video girl.
All right. That's so funny. Listen, that's good. And was your mother like, okay, go,
my mom's
go
like,
for it?
Jessica, go for it. You know, you love New York. You've been there once. You know, I moved here with my best friend at the time. My best friend lasted maybe a month. She was like, girl, I can't do it. It's me, girl, the pretty girls there. I'm like, girl, you can't be ashamed of like, be like insecure of other women being pretty. That's like normal. But being in Michigan, we were like almost like the like prettiest. Like, there's like not that many girls.
Yes, you were the hot chicken.
We were the hot
town.
Girls, you know? I got best friends in high school, you know, but she wasn't with it. So I'm like, okay, go back. I'm staying. And I stayed alone. I was living in Staten Island for my first apartment. Didn't even know Staten Island was Staten Island. I was like just out in the boonies. I took the ferry every day. And after a while, I'm like, I got to get into the city. So I was working bottle hostess, waitress, you name it. I was doing 15 different jobs. I was an agent, assistant. I did so many things. I paid for my little studio apartment on 52nd Street, $2,000 a month at 22. And yeah, I was just hustling. And here we are. It's just like moved to LA after the reality show and then stayed there for 10 years. And I'm telling my age now at this point. But yeah, you know, it's like, it's been a crazy grind. And being back now in New York, it's like, wow, I started here and I didn't know what I was going to do. Now I'm here doing meetings. It's like, it's really mind-boggling sometimes. It really is.
No, it's a big deal.
It's really crazy.
Have you had time for any relationships?
You know, it's crazy to talk about relationships. So I was in a relationship last summer for about a year. We broke up last July. Really liked this guy. And, you know, it's one of those things where it's hard dating. You know, I'm very picky and I have to date a guy who actually has his own business, his own things going on. And he was perfect on my list of everything, but he wasn't ready to really like be committed like that. He's like, Jess, I don't think I'll ever get married. And I'm like, it's not about marriage for me. It's more so just he wasn't even ready to even have a consistent girlfriend like past a year. You know what I mean? He's like, oh, this is fun, but it's not really like forever right now. He's like younger. So I had to really take time to really heal over that because it's like, I don't have time to keep dating over and over, you know, like it's like, Jesus, it's not easy, you know?
No. Do you think because you're a powerful, independent woman, is it harder to find someone who's at your level or that's not intimidated by you?
That part, you never know. You know, he had his own business and things like that, but it's like, you'll never know with guys. They may love that you have your own business. They may say we're a power couple. We do this, but when it comes down to it, I think guys are scared of a girl being really authentic and real. Like they think, I am too good to be true. I am. I mean, I'm a great girl. I'm a great catch. So when you date me and you realize there's no BS, there's no drama, there's no baggage, there's no, I'm just straight high. I mean, guys like, oh crap, I have to really commit because, so that's a breaking point. It's like, okay, crap, she's not crap. She's really real. So either put a ring on it or keep it moving, basically.
I know.
That, because so many women are afraid to like, they're like, oh, there must be something wrong with me. No, oh, there's nothing fucking wrong with you, girl. You're amazing and the men are shit.
It's crazy. It's like they don't want, they want what they want on paper, like whatever. They want this, but they get it. They don't know what to do with it, honestly.
You know what I love? That you have confidence. You're secure in your being. You've hustled. You've worked hard. Did you have any mentors growing up? Or, you know, obviously you have amazing parents because you're, you know, I love the person you are because you know what, you're confident, but you're humble.
Thank you. My mom would be the best. She's definitely my end all be all. She's fought cancer 6 times.
Wow.
I'm talking from like high school, like senior year, her being diagnosed with stage 4 lymphoma.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Lymphoma down 100 pounds to like, mom, oh my God, I thought she was going to die to like being in remission for 4 years. Then it came back. Then it came back again when I moved to New York. She's like, Jessica, no, stay in New York. Don't come back. I'll be fine. 6 times. So she's been in remission now 6 times with fifth time for her 5-year remission finally. So she's finally cured.
Thank God.
But yeah, I have her tatted here, like never give up, because it's like whenever I want to give up, I'm like, my mom almost died 6 times. Like I can't even, what am I going to do? Like if I don't have cancer, knock on wood, I can't.
Yes,
even
yes, of course.
Yeah,
of course.
I can't even quit. Like, how can I?
Yeah.
And she said, Jess, I stayed around for you. Remember your brother and I, your brother, you guys, I'm here for you guys. So yeah, she was definitely my mentor, 100%.
Wow. Well, yeah. She's done a great job. No, thank because you. It is. You have a, you know what? It's, I love that, you know, you exude confidence, but it's a great way of being confident. It's just like, it's an empowering way.
Thank you.
Now tell me about your team. Do you have young women on your team? Yes. Tell me.
My team is women, all women. Do I have any guys? My videographer is a guy. But no, I literally have built my team from ground up. It's been very hard to find people who are consistent. And the team that I have now, they are diehard Jessica Rich. We are here overtime, no matter what day it is, no matter what time it is. They go the extra mile and they are just so incredible. So I'm so happy to have them for sure. Definitely hard to find these days.
It's hard. No, absolutely. No, I'm so blessed with an amazing team. And I think we're only as good as our team as well. You know, we have to surround ourselves with the right people. What do you do to relax?
I love yoga, Pilates. I've recently gotten to Pilates. I love it. I mean, if I see Lori Harvey look that good anymore, I'm like, I have to. She's been doing Pilates. She's, her abs are insane. So I've been trying that, which I love.
That's good.
I love
Pilates. Okay, I got to take a good look. I think I was away with Lori Harvey. That's Steve Harvey's wife?
Yeah.
Yeah. We were in the Bahamas once, and I remember her being in her cabana, and she was very good shape.
Yeah, so good. It's like a new thing. I love to just, like, ride my bike, go on the West Side Highway. That's always
on the West Side Highway. You're brave. Yes. Ooh, good for you on the West Side Highway.
But on, like, the sidewalk.
Yes.
Yeah, I love that. And I just love just laying in my bed, just doing emails and just relaxing. Simple things at this point, you know?
Yeah.
I don't need to do a lot anymore. Like, I feel like I've not really stopped since I came to New York in 08 till now. Like, there's been no breaks with my career. Like, I haven't even taken a longer than a week vacation before. So it's like, now I just want to appreciate the small things, accept where I'm at now, enjoy the moments that I have now, because it's like every great accomplishment, I don't even have time to celebrate that accomplishment. I haven't even celebrated J-Lo the fifth time she wore my shoes. You know what I mean? Like, it's not even, it's like you constantly.
We say this all the time.
You have to celebrate the wins.
Yeah.
And enjoy them before you're like, well, what's next?
Yes. That I have to get out of that mindset. So I'm kind of there now and I'm like just taking it in. But, you know, you pray for something and it comes. Like, it's like, God, I pray for these moments. I'm not complaining, but I have to just learn how to take more time to enjoy the moments.
That's a very good way to put it, because that's it. Then you have the guilt.
Yes.
That you're like, oh God, I don't enjoy things anymore. What am I doing? Like, why am I striving for the next success? But I have to.
Yeah.
Because I have to have a forward trajectory.
Yeah.
It is so hard. Do you find it hard also, because you have such an amazing brand aesthetic and it's so glamorous and so fabulous. Do you find creating content is exhausting?
It can be. It's so funny you say that, because this morning I was going through my photos on Instagram and I'm like, you know what? I want to switch up my direction a little bit. We've been doing a little small changes to make me like feel like I'm doing something different, but we have to stay true to the core as well. But it's constant. You have to constantly think of new ways to reinvent yourself. I've reinvented my brand probably 5 times in the last 5 years, down to like how we shoot things, the coloring, just what colors I put out with shoes now. I'm doing a lot more color than I never did before. I used to only stick with golds and what, you know, safe. But girls don't want safe anymore. They want, hi, I've arrived. I'm here. I'm in the room. You know, I'm single. I'm ready to mingle.
Wait, like
yes,
that.
I know. Do you find it sometimes exhausting? Like, I have to put on my makeup. I have to do this to take a picture. Like, I find doing content exhausting sometimes.
I used to love it. Now it's a job for sure. Because I've gotten so accustomed to, in LA, living there, you know, I mean, take me to when I was in my 20s, I'd only be in heels and cute stuff all day long, even at like 10 a.m. Now I'm like, no makeup until 6, sweats until 6.
That's me. Well, that's me too.
You know, a sick flat, you know, or my mules here, I wear that with a coat. So, and I'm good. And my lashes, I'm great to go. And I do that all day, but you have to create the content, because girls love, I get so many people, oh, I love your fashion. I love your style. I'm like, girl, I had to put that on. I had to like schedule. It was a whole job to do that, you know, but if you don't know, we'll never know that.
Mm-hmm. No, because that's the thing. It becomes a pressure. Like, you want to wear this, but you know you wore it then, so you don't want to wear it again for another event, even though it was a great dress. Like, it's very pressureful.
It is. I gave away like 30 outfits last week to my best friend. I'm like, I wore it once or twice. I can't wear it again. Where am I wearing it? Like, I got to move on to the next thing.
It's so tragic. You know?
It's tragic.
I know. I know you've had the highest of highs, like the greatest celebrities wear your shoes. Is there somebody who hasn't worn your shoes yet that you would love for them to wear?
Oh my God, Beyonce. It's like, it's one of those things where she'll pull, stylist reaches out, they have 50 pairs, nothing worked that time. I'm like, oh my God, like, who do I need to pay at this point? You know, like, it's gotten to the point where it's like, oh my gosh, you know, fittings are insane, especially for someone that caliber. So, you know, you have to just wait for your turn. And I realize with these times, even with my people who wore my shoes already, it's like, it's never instant sometimes. It's always like the randomest time, and when it's that time, like, oh my God, thank God, because we just put it out, and it's just certain times it's God's is on time for me.
Yes. Yeah. I think she'll definitely wear them because I feel like they're so Beyonce.
Thank you. Yeah. They're so, I know, right? I'm just
they
playing.
Are. They are so Beyonce. Yeah. She will definitely, definitely wear them.
Thank you.
I know. What are some other designers that you love?
Love Tom Ford. Obsessed with him.
Me too. I love Obsessed Tom with Ford.
Him. I feel like because he's so sexy and he's so edgy and daring. That's what I love about him. And I remember I saw him like 4 years ago driving a Ferrari in front of me. They said Tom Ford on the plate. I was like going so fast, but I couldn't catch up to him. If I can meet him, he just sold his brand. Like, amazing. That's like definitely a goal. But if I could ever meet him and just be a mentor to me, that'd be so amazing for sure.
Oh, God. Yeah. I'm sure that's going to happen too. God. I'm sure you'll meet him. No, I love him also. Yeah. I find him so handsome.
So hot.
So hot, right?
He's straight. Oh, my God.
I know. I say the same thing. What movie Seriously. Did he style that I loved with them?
Oh, with Julianne Moore.
Do you know that movie that he styled?
Oh, my God.
He did an entire movie.
Oh, no way.
Oh, it was with Julianne Moore. Something Man.
Something Man, like The Quiet Man or Something
a
Man.
Single
a Single Man.
Or something like that. You'll have to watch it.
Oh, my gosh. Yes.
It was with Colin Firth and Julianne Moore. He did the entire movie.
No way.
It's actually very good. He did the costumes and the styling and directed. He did something.
Yeah.
We'll have to look it up, but it's so great. But I also love a good Tom Ford.
That
love
is aesthetic. Ford. That like Michelle Pfeiffer and Scarface, like sexy sets and slip dress, killer high heel, like attitude. He embodies that. And I just, who's the next person? Because in the shoes, that's you.
Thank you.
Who is it in clothing right now? Like, it's a very space.
It's no one right now.
I know.
It's weird.
I know.
It's a clothing world.
It is a weird thing.
It is.
It is.
I feel like, I don't know. It's so funny. The world now with fashion, it's so, I think since COVID, everyone's trying to come back to the old way before COVID. Everyone's pressuring to get back to that. I don't think we'll ever go back to it. I think we should just adjust to where we are now and design around that versus like forcing things out where it's just like, what are we doing? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I know. But I do love, I will say, I just do like to dress up still. Like when I go out, I love, you know, I do love obviously a high heel.
Right.
And I don't like when I go out and I do feel it's like the younger people. I don't want to sound like I'm old, but there is something about the aesthetic where people show up to the theater not dressed.
I know.
It drives me crazy. Yeah. Does that bother you?
Oh, for sure. Because
I am significantly older than you, but you're younger, but you're still very glamorous.
Thank you.
You know, you bring that glamour.
Thank you.
Does that bother you when people don't bring the glamour?
Oh, for sure. Especially when I see like a girl that's like dressed whatever and she's a hot guy. I'm like, dude, how the hell did you pull this guy?
Yeah.
Like, please tell me how. Like, I don't get it. Like, you should always look. I'm like the girl who's like, groceries, like, you gotta look cute all the time. I'm just a girly girl, so it's like I think that's very you have to be confident, and I think that brings like your confidence out being dressed up and stuff.
You know what obsessed? What would you do if someone wore a chipped toenail with your shoes on? I would have a breakdown.
I'd hope that she had just did it, like subbing the bed on the way out, versus knowing about it 3 days ago. You know what I mean? Like, or she's just like crazy busy, and she's like, I gotta still wear Jessica Rich. Okay, but yeah, I don't know.
No, that would cause. I don't like that. I cannot have. I don't want to jinx myself because I'm wearing the open toe.
No, I'm checking again because
no
been
one
a few
has. You do
I
know
checked.
My husband has never seen my naked toenails.
As he should never.
Never.
No. Oh my God. Ever.
Never.
Oh God.
Never.
I've never had a chipped toenail.
Never.
Have you seen me with a chipped toenail?
Never.
I think I would have I immediately would run to get a pedicure, put a bandage, do something. I could not.
You would probably chop off your own toe.
I could. I could chop off my own toe. It's a very big pet peeve. My nails, no chip nails. Yeah. Your nails are beautiful. Yeah.
Thank you so much.
There's a certain level of a Jessica Rich, I think, customer.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Very much my vibe. You know, that a maintained person.
Very maintained. Yes. At all times.
Now, growing up, were you always very maintained?
What's crazy is, and it's like I raided my mom's closet for best dress.
Oh, I love it.
I was always in her closet. I was like, Mom, I have to get best dress. She's like, Jess, why can't I wear my own clothes? I'm like, Mom, because you can't. But yeah, I got that. But it was pretty crazy. But we come from like Kmart, like just shopping at cute places, but she knew how to pull things together. You would never know that we weren't like rich. You would never know. Ever. It's crazy.
That's what it is. You don't have to have a lot of money to have style.
No. Like our tables are set, like people are coming over, like all plated and pretty and like with the, like, Mom, who's coming over? She's like, no one. I'm like, okay, what are we?
It's called having pride.
Yes.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. Pride and showing that to the world. Pride in your appearance and having the confidence. And I absolutely agree with that. It's just taking the time to, you know, take care of yourself and say to the people, like, I appreciate you and I want to give my best to you.
I think it's also about enjoying the life. Like when you make moments special, like it doesn't have to be a 20-person dinner party to be captured by the world.
Exactly.
For you to want to like make every moment should be celebrated with a great outfit. Like you remember where you were. You remember what shoes you wore, how you felt. Like it's important.
So important.
And people do mix that up with having money to have a luxury lifestyle. That's bullshit because there are a lot of rich people that look like shit.
Yes, I agree. I agree with that.
Yeah.
Now tell me, how do you feel about now the Me Toos? You were the first person with the clear shoes. Now all these, you know, Me Toos came out. Does that piss you off?
It pisses me off to this day still. Yeah. I'm talking even YSL just did it. I'm like, really? You're 5 years late though.
Yeah.
They did it with like a, you know, YSL heel clear. I'm like, wow. Can I just creative direct for you? That's what I want. I want to do creative directing for different brands. Instead of them biting me off, that's what I want. But the next Virgil of the world, that's my goal.
Yeah.
No, sure. I get it. Because, you know, then other people, no, because I bought the clear pump first, right? I think when it came out, I've had it for a while.
Yeah. Let's see the new version of it.
Yes. No, and there's new stuff out, you know, so I'm going to be buying. But no, but I guess that is frustrating.
You know,
it's the sincerest form of flattery, right?
Yes,
but it's still upsetting. But no, it's not, right?
I get it. It is and it's not. It's like, you know, it's frustrating. It's like, do we send a cease and desist? Do we not? Am I flattered? Am I not? It's a mix of emotions, you know? It's crazy.
Like those are the times when you just got to go on to the next thing and think, fuck it. Like, I'm just going to keep going because the original is always best.
Yeah.
Do you think you will expand your line like back into clothes, into bags?
Bags will be great.
Bags are next for sure. You know, it's funny because I had a girl DM me. She had on like a green shoe of mine. It was the goddess with the straps. And she's like, Jessica, I bought a Gucci bag just because I wanted to like feel cute with my shoes. And it didn't even match the same color. And I'm like, she's like, it was cute, but just do your own bag so it can match. I'm like, yeah, okay. You're right. Maybe I should. And here we are. We're doing bags.
Oh, good. I'm so great. When can we expect the bags?
Top of the year, January 2024.
Okay, that's a big deal. Great. Yeah. Congrats.
That's my new thing. I'll push it all. I'm also going to do bridal as well.
Bridal smart. Very bridal. Smart.
So bridal. Smart.
Because we had so many girls wear custom shoes. I'm like, let's just do a bridal line. And there's really no bridal.
There's not a good bridal shoe. You're absolutely right. There's not a good bridal shoe. I think you'll kill it with the bridal shoe.
There's no one, right? It's like there's Bajri Mishka, which are like my production partners. Actually, produce all my shoes. And it's a different demographic completely. It's not the same demographic. So I figured I'd tap into that.
I think that's genius. So
thank
smart.
You.
What
thank
would
you.
Jessica Rich now tell little baby Jessica? Like young Jessica, what advice would you give your younger self?
If I look back now, the only regret I have now is not spending more time with my family for sure. Because it was always like, no work. To now where my grandma's older now and she's had two strokes and my mom's older and everyone's older. And my only nephew, my brother had at a very young age. He was 16 now. It's like you just have to try to be at both. It's hard. It's very hard, though. So had I been more involved with family and less successful, I don't know. But was it all worth it? I'm asking myself now because everyone's like, where did you move? My grandma's like, where did you move? And my grandma live in LA. When did you move there? I'm like, oh, my gosh, she has dementia.
Is she in Michigan still?
I lost my grandma. Yeah, she's in Michigan. But she doesn't even know, like, what's really going on, you know? So it's hard. It's hard for sure.
Especially they must be so proud of you.
They are.
Yes, I'm
they
sure.
Are. They really are. But it's like, I don't know. Is it worth it? I don't know. It's where I fight with it every day.
I know that what you're saying. It's like sometimes it's like, be careful what you wish for, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Be careful what you wish for. Yeah. It's funny. But right now I'm just trying to be more present because what can I do? I can't go back in time. Yeah.
Yeah. I spent a lot of time away from home for like a number of years and missed some like tragedies and crazy and that's what I do. It's like just reset and like now I make all the effort. We have like a family group chat that I'm on every day. Like I make sure I go home to England as much as I can.
See?
It's not because you can't rethink the past. You just have to draw a line in the sand and push forward in a different way that makes you feel better.
Exactly. And that's all you can do.
Yeah.
You
because they
cry.
Loved you from afar and they were proud of you and they missed you but they didn't judge you.
Right.
Because they were proud of you.
Right.
You know?
Right. Yeah.
It's true.
Have you ever moved away or anything?
Here. You know, it's funny. I got married the first time very young. So I've always lived in this area, which is a little crazy. My first husband was 20 years older than me.
I love it.
So, but I moved in with him and my three stepkids. He had custody of my three kids.
Right.
And then we had a son together. So I never really moved away, but I had a very grown up life at the age of 24. Mm-hmm. I married someone 44, took on the responsibility of the kids. I worked in the garment center. And then I started my own business. I was in licensing.
I love that.
Yes, which, you know, we'll talk about it after. But I had a very big business in licensing.
Nice.
And I had a tragic lawsuit.
Oh, gosh.
And that's what made me go on the show, because I need a reboot to my business.
Yeah.
So, you know, sometimes I think, would I have gone into the public eye if I didn't have such a bad setback in business? Because I had a beautiful, very successful life prior to that.
Right.
So I went on reality TV. I love it. You know, it's a blessing and a curse, like anything.
It's
right?
50-50 for
sure. Be careful what you wish for. It's been a snowball effect. I'm very lucky. We just launched a brand, a mocktail line, Lexi and I did.
I love that.
Which is great, because I don't drink alcohol, but that's Lexi, amazing. You know, you can spike it as well. And, you know, this is because I've been in licensing so long. This is something we now own again. And so I've invested my own money. So it's, again, starting up, being an entrepreneur again, starting from the bottom, doing something else. So it's just very interesting.
That's
being
so
in the
great.
Public eye and, you know, a little insanity.
Do you love the show?
I do love the show. I'm not going to say I don't love it, but it's a blessing and a curse. Yeah. Everybody weighs in on your life. Everybody thinks they know every detail.
Yeah.
They don't know every detail of my life. I keep quite a few things underneath wraps. Everyone's like, your kids don't talk to you, which isn't true. You know, because I shared something when I first got on the show saying I was estranged from two of my kids because they were very upset I left their father.
Right.
But we have six in total out of everything. And, you know, at the time, two were not great. Everything's great now. I have a biological son who, you know, we're glued to each other's hip. So it's interesting. People like, your kids hate you. You know, just insane things are said. And, you know, things happen that, yeah, it's a rough go of it.
Yeah.
I'm just going to say this season has been a very rough go, but it's fine. On the whole, I'm very blessed.
Amen.
You know what I mean? For the show.
Matters.
It's done amazing things for my life. And I've met great people.
Right.
And I've had amazing opportunities. And I've had a wonderful facelift.
I think I just saw that you said that's the best thing you ever did.
Yeah, yeah. It's one of the best things I've ever did. I look like I was picking potatoes. No, you know what it is? It's like I don't have to do the fillers. I don't have to do all the other shit. It's like I had a great doctor. I
love it. What was the recovery like for that? Was it crazy?
Not bad at all.
Not
recovery
bad.
Was quick. Recovery
really?
Was quick.
I
so it was good. I'm a good healer. I think it's because I don't really drink and all of those other things.
That.
So, but you know what? Just like because I work so hard, Lexi works so hard. Same thing as you, being an entrepreneur, having things. I think people think business comes easy to us because we're hustlers and they see the success of it. But it is. Be careful what you wish for.
Yeah, for sure.
And I think that's, you know, as much as we love it, it's not always easy. We do miss out on things.
We do miss out on things for sure. It's not always easy because you're always on. Like, you're never off.
Would you do reality TV again?
It's so funny. I'm actually in talks of my own show right now.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I would love that.
I've been trying to get my own show forever. I just feel like there's no show that, not to throw the black card out there, but there's no African-American show right now that's classy, that's sexy, that's about entrepreneurs and girls with businesses who don't have a boyfriend who's famous. You know what I'm saying? It's always about that.
But you're right, because you're a very positive role model. And
thank you.
They should have something without the drama.
Yeah.
Or someone who's already a star, who's, we're following her life just because. It's like, let's follow a life of a girl who really started from zero, you know?
Yes.
You're so right. It is like about the men also. Like even,
it's always about the men.
You know, like on Bravo, the women are married to medicine, are doctors, but married implies, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, but they're the doctors.
They are
the women are the doctors.
They're the doctors.
They are.
But even still, just the fact that it's married to medicine implies, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It doesn't say powerful women, even though they are.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they are powerful women.
And they are.
Yeah. You know, and listen, we have amazing, you know, women of color, you know, on Bravo. We have them on Potomac.
Yeah.
We have Atlanta.
Yeah.
So there's not just like a one woman show, you know, that follows the life of an amazing shoe design, you know, and the positivity, and that you've done it all on your own.
Thank you. And we have so many moments with like celebs and just the ins and outs. And I go through last week before the meeting that I had about my show, I had someone totally like call me and said, oh, I can't come in today. We have like 30 influencers coming to the office. I'm like, what do you mean you can't come in today? Like, where are the girls? Who's in the, like, you know? And I'm like, it was like I was like, oh my God. So we had to reschedule all the influencers because one girl couldn't come into work. I'm like, oh my God. So the things I go through, like, oh yeah, by the way, and act like I'm fine. And it's just insane. It's like a roller coaster.
No, of course. But No, but you have like a great personality and the balls juggling and all of those things. And it's true. And do you have to deal with a lot of men in business as well or no?
Not really too many men in business. Not really. No.
Oh, good.
No, besides my factory, that's really it. But I mean, they're Asian, so I don't really talk. Like, they don't talk, like, you know, and not like phone calls. It's more texting and emails versus like.
Yeah.
Yeah. But no, I think Steve is the first man I've actually dealt with in business. And he's great. He's like just like me, like very like all over the place. He can't focus on one thing. He's, I mean, we have the same similar traits for sure.
Okay, yeah. Good.
Now
good.
I know why he's successful, because he keeps working now. And I'm like, why are you working, Steve?
You could, no, just, it's good. He's driven. He's a yeah. real hustler.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's a real hustler. So yeah. we ask everybody who comes on the podcast three questions.
Okay.
What was your big girl panty moment where you're like, oh my God, this is my sink or swim moment?
Oh man, big girl panty moment. I'm trying to think. I don't know.
I'm sure there's many.
Yeah, give me an example. Sorry.
Like, you know, like, oh my God, this shipment, if it doesn't come in.
Oh, that.
Or yeah. something like that. Or just like, if this shipment doesn't come in, I'm not going to get into Nordstrom's. My business is going to go under. Or like, if I don't.
Oh, like I moved here and now.
Or I
now
moved
what?
Here and you now.
Know,
what?
Like, oh, it's yeah. not going the way I thought.
I would say the first shipment to Nordstrom's was 30 days, well, 40 days late. Yeah.
And were you afraid they were going to cancel?
Oh my gosh. And at that point, they could have. And I'd already ordered all the products. So I was like, it was because we didn't know how to, like, it's the first time we've ever been in store. So we didn't know, like, the quality control. We had to do all this stuff on our, I didn't trust my factory to do it. I was so anal about the quality. I'm like, let me just get it in the States. And we went through every single shoot ourselves.
Oh my God.
It took us like 30 days to do it. And that's why we were late. So it was just me being anal instead of me trusting my factory to send it out, which I knew the quality was great, but I was just like so scared. It was just a big PR. I was like, I can't lose a dollar. Like, this is my moment to like be good, you know? And yeah, so it was like a big thing. I was kind of scared. Like, no, it's your first time. It's fine. I'm like, thank God.
Are you happy you did it?
So happy I did it.
Yeah.
So happy. It was more so like now with brand recognition. I have girls like, oh my God, I saw your shoes at Nordstrom's, and they've been such a great supporter. So
Lexi, how did yeah. we have to hunt down those Jessica Rich shoes you had? Just Lexi so you had know. To have these. We were away.
I had to go to Chicago for these.
Are you serious?
I'm serious. God. I couldn't get them anywhere. No,
and we were going to Chicago.
So I was like, that's it. I know we're on business and I know we have 1,000 things to do, but we're going to Nordstrom, Michigan Avenue.
Oh my God.
I called, I put them away at the store. Hunted them down like a psycho.
Oh my God.
Isn't that so funny? She had to have them.
And yes, we, yeah.
Maybe you checked these by hand before they went on my feet. Who knows?
No, we didn't. Thank God. When'd you get them?
Years ago. When okay. We were in Chicago. For
yeah.
Trade
yeah.
Show.
Isn't that so
I
funny?
Love these shoes. They're so fun.
It's hilarious.
But it was fun. Lexi's like, we have to stop at the Nordstrom. Yeah, so we had to get weird. We had to get those shoes.
Thank you for the support. Honestly, it means so much. Oh, it really does.
Thank you for the shoes. We love them.
Thank you.
Yeah, we love them.
I appreciate women who love high heels. That's what I appreciate. The girls that now want like under 100 millimeter. I'm like, dude. I just, it's not who I am. I'm getting there. I'm trying to evolve into, you know, a different direction because people, they want that from me. So I'm going to give it to them. And I've slowly done it this all.
And I look at my face. I'm like,
oh. I know. I'm like, oh.
But I'm just not naturally that person.
Don't turn you back on the girls that love these. Oh, I would these, never. Though, because that's one thing Stuart Weitzman, I feel like, did. They used to do all high shoes, like the nudists and yeah. stuff. That were like a good staple. It used to have.
Yeah.
And a couple of seasons ago, they dropped the 120s. They dropped the 115s. And I'm like,
it's a different arch. It's a different walk. It's a different confidence. It's just.
No, I just don't yeah. like it. I don't feel good about
it's not
it.
For
I
us.
Just don't feel good about it. I'm yeah. not happy. it's not a good thing.
I do, right?
My mother, who is 76, wears the very high heel.
Same.
She loves it.
Yeah.
I love also that you have a lot without a platform because I'm so tall already.
Yeah.
I love a really high heel with no platform. So it's
Thank
just,
you.
I get so happy.
And I can't do platforms personally. I can't walk in them.
Oh,
I design them.
I do both.
You can?
Yeah. I wear a platform wall.
You're
so I wear
professional.
Both.
You're professional.
professional.
One wrong move, I'm like, and if I twist my leg, I'm like, I'm going to break my hand. In this
yeah. No, I love yeah. it. Another question we mm-hmm. ask is, I always say I'm successful because I'm 50% determined, 50% delusional. What are your percentages? Or like what delusional meaning, like, you know, if I didn't believe myself, no one else would.
I'd say, yeah, 50% determined. And 50%, gosh, actually, no, it's 50% determined, 25%, like just does not take no for an answer no matter what. Like, I don't think I've ever heard no.
Relentless.
Yeah, relentless. Will not stop until it's yes. And the other 25% would have to be my faith for sure. Like, if I didn't have God in my life, I don't think I'd be here.
Do you go to church?
You know, church.
That's okay.
I grew up in church. I was saved since I was three. But I feel as though now, especially living in LA, church is more about what you're wearing, who's there with you. I'm like, dude, I can't do that anymore.
No.
I pray to God every morning. I read my Bible. I do my whole, I feel like it's with you in connection with God directly. It's no need for church anymore, really.
I like that. Yeah. I like that. You know, someone else we had on, Kim Douglas. I feel like she's, and I love her so much the way I feel about you. She's, you know, she says that also. And a lot of people I feel who I really enjoy having on, say that about their faith.
Faith and a higher power is very important.
I pray every night. Yeah.
Right.
I think that's very important.
Yeah.
Very important. Faith is so important for sure.
Keeps you very grounded.
Yes.
What would be your most entrepreneur real advice? Like not the business plan, like the hustle.
Oh man. I would say probably just, you know, knowing that everything's for you on its timing. Like don't get discouraged about what other people are doing, other brands are doing. Just stay true to yourself because eventually it's going to, you know, attract what you want, what needs to attract, if that makes sense. Because I used to be so upset, like, oh my God, why is this person getting that award and this and that? And why am I not featured in that magazine? But I did that shoe first, or that person copied me, they're getting my credit. It still happens to this day, but I'm like, you know what, God, like I'm in this position for a reason and I've trusted you this entire time. And every time I doubt you, you prove me wrong. So let's just like, trust that everything's for you and just never just doubt. Don't doubt yourself. You just can't. Stay true to who you are.
I love that.
Yeah.
Okay. I just want to say, everybody, if you want the most perfect shoe to go with any outfit, if you buy one high heel, buy the Jessica Rich clear high heel.
Thank you so much.
I know that that is the truth because that I just feel it goes with every single outfit. But Jessica, tell everybody where they could find you.
Yes, jessicarich.com, Nordstrom's, Bloomingdale's, DSW. We are at Fred Segal in Vegas, which is really fun, and Belk as well.
Oh, that's great. Yeah. So many places. And to follow you on Instagram is at Jessica Rich, right?
Jessica Rich, yep. And Jessica Rich Official for the brand.
Beautiful. Yeah. Thank you so
Thank
much.
Thank you guys
this
so much.
So fun. Your energy is infectious. Thank
and
you.
And we cupped your podcast cherry.
Yeah, that's I love podcast. My first podcast.
Yay.
So fun.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening.
And if you love the podcast, don't forget to leave us a 5-star review at Apple Podcasts.
Follow me at The Real Margaret Josephs.
And me at The Life of Mrs. B. And the podcast at Caviar Dreams Tuna Fish Budget.
Tune in every Wednesday for new episodes. Keep dreaming, Caviar Dreamers.